we're still very much in the game, and we put a huge effort in over the last 2 years, actually, to make sure that the linkage was made between the access and the quota share to the wider trade. And that's exactly what's in the declaration. We are pleased that the member states fully supported us, the Barnier team, and it was quite a difficult struggle to actually get those very important wording into the declaration. But now that we're in the game, there's going to be a very tough and difficult negotiations, assuming that does go through in Westminster. Fisheries is always difficult, controversial, highly complex and multifaceted, and this will be no difference. But the main thing for us was the linkage, and we moved might and main at every level to ensure that happened. And I'd have to pay a credit to our own government, to Leo Varadkar and to Simon Coveney and to Minister Creed and their officials. We all working together with the one aim of making sure that fisheries wasn't isolated in the negotiations. And so far, so good. But to say that we have achieved the end game yet, we're far from that, but we're still in the game.
And Britain and Ireland have, for the last number of decades, had a good fishing relationship. And going forward now, it's really important to set a good groundwork to build upon, essentially.
It is. I mean, if there was a hard Brexit in terms of fisheries, it would be absolute chaos and mayhem, because the fish don't recognise borders, and our fleets are so inextricably mixed between each other over the last 100 years that to split them apart now would be a nightmare and a disaster, not alone for us, but for other European countries and indeed for the UK fishing fleet. So we know if the agreement does go through, we now know we have a transition period up to the end of December 2020, where there will be absolutely no change in what's there at the moment. And now we have a declaration saying that the negotiations have to be completed, or should be completed, by the 1st of July 2020 in terms of fisheries, and more importantly that the access and the share of the resources will be linked to the wider economic trade.